Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Beverly with 5 minutes in the Word, coming from Cedar Hill, Texas. And our word today will be found in the book of St. John, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. And God's word reads, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." My Bible says that Jesus is saying this. And everything that's written in red, this was spoken by the Lord himself. So Jesus is making a profound statement today in his words, saying, "I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, I just want to look at the word abundant. According to Webster, abundant means existing or available in large quantities. And some synonyms to the word abundant is a huge, if you have a huge amount. Or another synonym is great or rich. So when the Lord says, "I come to give life and life more abundantly," he's saying today, "I come to give you large quantities of life. I come to give you huge quantities of life. I come to make you rich in life." And rich, that's a word that a lot of people like, okay, rich, rich, really? But the first richness, I would say, the Lord says, and I want to read it, the ninth verse, it says, on the same chapter, St. John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And I love that word saved, because it means that the Lord will deliver us from all that is evil. The Lord will cleanse us from all of our sins. The Lord will forgive us and save our souls. And the first thing, we want to be rich toward God, rich in spiritual things. And Jesus came to do just that. Looking also at the 11th verse, he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Jesus is our shepherd, and we are his sheep when we accept him, when we are, I would say, receive him into our heart and committed to him and accept him as our Lord and accept him as our Savior. And many of us love the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, and it said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, you see, even David was declaring how the Lord watches over his own. His own that come to him, that are submitted to him, that are walking in obedience to him. And David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And you can add anything that you need today behind that want. You shall not want, first of all, for salvation, to be free from sin, to be delivered from habits, to be delivered from, I would say, addictions, to be free from oppression, depression, possession of the devil. Number one, Jesus came to destroy all works of the devil. And that, going back to St. John 10:10, it said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy." These are the works of the enemy, the thief. He wants to, first of all, kill and destroy, and steal from you any hope, any possibility of having abundant life. That is his job. We have an adversary. We have an enemy to our very soul. We have an enemy to our very life, and he comes to kill in any form. He comes to steal in any form. He comes to destroy in any form. And I want to say to you today, have anything been stolen from you today? Have anything that you had hopes in was destroyed, or the enemy began to kill things off and things died in your life? I want you to know those were not the works of Jesus. Those were not the works of God. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And as the scripture goes on, and going back to Psalms, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When the Lord is our shepherd and we following the good shepherd, he would lead us in the path. And he say, he leadeth me beside the still waters and he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So for his name's sake, he's gonna restore our souls, lead us to still waters, and lead us in the path of righteousness. And when we follow him, the book of the Bible also tells us in the book of Psalms, the 84th chapter and the 11th verse, and God's word says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The word of God says again, no good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly. So if you are submitted to God, and God is our shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd, he's going to lead us in the path of righteousness. And when we follow him, no good thing will he withhold from us who walketh uprightly. This has been Evangelist Beverly with 5 minutes in the Word. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. God bless you.